Well, what about going back to weapons of mass destruction, there is indeed a way to eliminate the capability of producing one and only one way, and that is a Carthaginian solution. You totally destroy the society. You do that, they won't be able to produce weapons of mass destruction. If you leave an infrastructure, you leave educational and scientific facilities of any kind, and if there's a revenue flow, then you get a capacity to produce weapons of mass destruction. So the only way to end that capability, we talk about terminating it, there is a way, wipe the place out. Now that won't happen, for a simple reason. Iraq is the second largest oil producer in the world, and that's much too valuable to wipe out. But of course you can wipe out its population. In fact, it's in a way beneficial to do that. You look at the history of oil production around the world, you find that it mostly takes place, the focus on, and what's prized is areas where there aren't very many people. A lot of oil, but not too many people. Because then there's no pressure to, or little pressure, to stop the profits from going to the people who really should have them, Western oil companies, the U.S. Treasury, and so on. So if the population of Iraq were reduced, marginalized, maybe reduced to such a level, maybe not murdered, but reduced to such a level that they're barely functional, then by the time, when the time comes to bring Iraqi production back onto line, as it will, there'll be less of an impediment. It'll be more like, say, Saudi Arabia, where there's a lot of oil, but no people around pressing for economic development and educational facilities and so on and so forth. So that's kind of all to the good. There is a way, then, to eliminate the capability, but and it's the only way. Other than that, can't be done.